Good afternoon. This is going to be the RCD safe and effective session. I'm Joe Ciccone. I'm with NIJ, moderator of this panel here. And just a quick intro here. At the office, I use definition for less lethal as a device when compared to firearms. Reduces the probability of a bad outcome for police, for bystanders, for suspects. I don't use the term weapon. I use the word device. Weapon has the implication of causing harm, death, or maiming. There's no intent to do that. So notionally, if one were to say, if you were to compare yourself to firearms, this is basically what you'd see. You'd see your injuries over in the light blue on the left side there, very high. And if you look at batons, CEDs, physical controls, OC, others, you're going to be seeing a significant reduction in bad outcomes. This basically shows that the community, the less lethal community, is doing their job, and they are improving improving outcomes. Now, this is also a little note down there of all situations, 1.5% require the use of force. So this is a very small number that actually went into force. Why is that notional? There's a lot of moving parts in trying to do these numbers insofar as there's different devices out there. There's probably 10, 15, 20 different types of kinetic energy launchers and rounds. The physiological outcome is different for each person. And the funding been put into psychological effects, how these devices reduce injuries by using psychological effects. The effectiveness also is poorly studied in the community. And the other area is use of force policies, procedures, and training, PP&T. When you look at that, it gets very difficult too, because we've got 21,000 different law enforcement agencies doing the use of force policies, procedures, and training. And when you start looking at this, it gets complicated by the fact there's a triad here between the officers, suspect, and standby and bystanders. If you make it too difficult for the officer, he can't react quick enough. That puts bystanders in jeopardy. It makes it safer for the suspects. But if you make it too lenient, for the officer, suspects will bear the brunt of it. So with that, I ask the question, are we ready for the next generation RF less lethal devices? And with that, I want to introduce Dr. John Huntzinger. What we did at NIJ a while back is convene a panel of medical examiners, cardiologists, emergency room docs, and we met a bunch of times reviewing in custody deaths when a taser was used, and we come out with an interim report, and we're going to be coming out with a final report here shortly. And Dr. Huntzinger is the one of the co-chairs on the panel. He's the associate chief medical examiner in the Kentucky office of Chief Medical Examiners, and he's on the editorial board of the American Journal of Forensic Medicine and Pathology and Forensic Science and Medical and Pathology.